This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hosted a high-level meeting of Global South countries in New York on the sidelines of the 80th UN General Assembly session. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar called for utilizing existing forums to strengthen consultations among Global South with a view to enhance solidarity and encourage collaboration. He also made proposal on reforms in the UN and multilateralism as whole. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Human Rights Council for misusing the forum with baseless and provocative statements against India. Speaking at the 60th session of the UN Human Rights Council, Councillor, Permanent Mission of India in Geneva, Kshitij Tyagi said that Pakistan must vacate India's territory instead of attempting to possess it and focus on rescuing its economy, which is on life support. U.S. President Donald Trump has said granting recognition to Palestine is rewarding Hamas. In his first speech at the UN General Assembly, Mr. Trump told Hamas to return every prisoner held hostage, the bodies of every hostage killed, back to Israel. On Gaza conflict, he said he has been deeply engaged in seeking a ceasefire in Gaza, adding that unfortunately, Hamas has repeatedly rejected reasonable offers to bring peace. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine could win back all of its territory from Russia with military support from NATO and the United States. President Trump said on his social media post that Kyiv was in a position to fight and win all of Ukraine back in its original form. This shift in Trump's stance followed a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who welcomed it as a significant change. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said two Vande Bharat sleeper trains will be launched soon. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said the first train has cleared all the tests and trial runs and the second train is likely to be completed by the middle of next month. The Vande Bharat sleeper train will be able to carry 1,128 passengers. It can operate at a top speed of 180 km per hour, making it one of the fastest overnight train services in the country. The railway minister also announced 12,000 special trains to be operated during Diwali and Chhath festivals from 1st of October till 15th November.
This year, a target of 12,000 special trains was set. So I would like to say with great satisfaction that out of these 12,000, 10,000 trains have already been notified, even before the peak rush of October. This has never happened in the history of Indian Railways. Around 150 trains will be totally unreserved, meant for last-minute movement. Another 50 trains will be notified in the next 2 to 3 days. The movement of special trains will begin from October 1st and will continue till around November 15th.
Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis will visit the flood-affected areas of state to review relief and rescue measures. Heavy rainfall and the release of water from the Lower Terna project have caused flooding in Terna River. In West Bengal, the death toll from overnight rains has risen to 10, with capital Kolkata facing the severe effects. According to the Regional Meteorological Centre, the city has not witnessed such massive rain in such a short span of 6 hours in the last 39 years. It has forecast more rain in the coming days, as a low-pressure area over the northeast Bay of Bengal is likely to bring heavy rain in several South Bengal districts and Kolkata. In men's T20 Asia Cup, India and Bangladesh will clash in a Super 4 stage encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Today's winner will confirm the place in the final. Both teams have won their game of the Super 4 stage, the first game of their Super 4 stage. India defeated Pakistan 2 times in the tournament, whereas Bangladesh defeated Sri Lanka. The ISSF Junior World Cup will kick off in New Delhi from today. The next generation of shooting talent across 15 Olympic events and 2 non-Olympic events will be competing in rifle, pistol, shotgun will be held at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range from today till October 2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.